Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Good morning, Steve Dale's Pet World on WGN. And, you know, I've promised that I would be talking about the cost of veterinary medicine, and that is where we are going to start. Also, I have some emails for you on keeping your pets safe in the ever-cold, colder weather in Chicago. We'll talk about that, too. The head of business development for the Lend-A-Paw program for the Chicago Municipal Employees Credit Union, Chris McAuliffe, is here. Chris, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. So explain what this program is and how it ties in. Actually, before you do that, I want to give a little speech, if you forgive me, about the cost of veterinary medicine, because people say, and appropriately so, the costs have gone up. We can do things now in veterinary medicine that 5 years ago wouldn't have even have been thought about. I argue, though, it is still the best bargain in medicine overall. So if something happens to a dog, and let's say it's cancer, but first I'll start here. We all know someone, unfortunately, a relative, a neighbor, a friend who's had cancer. And that, let's say they have surgery and chemotherapy, radiation. We are talking about maybe after hospitalization cost and everything else, $1 million, probably more, actually. Literally, $1 million plus. The dogs get the same cancers as we do. So for surgery, same expertise doing that surgery, I argue. Same equipment, for sure. Chemotherapy, radiation, same drugs. And then additional supportive drugs, probably hospitalization as well. We're talking a lot of money. Mm-hmm. $5,000, maybe $6,000 or $7,000 or $8,000, maybe. Well, compared to $1 million, that's not a lot of money. But if you don't have $6,000 or $7,000 or $8,000 put aside, that is a lot of money. And there is euthanasia that happens every single day to animals that don't need to be euthanized. Now, pet insurance is one option. There are other options out there. And some of those other options include our own credit cards. And we'll talk about that. But you have an option as well.
Correct. Yeah, the Lend-A-Paw loan is a specialty loan through the Chicago Municipal Employees Credit Union. It is designed for pet owners that have emergency expenses with their pets. It can be a dog, a cat. It really doesn't make a difference. To be able to bridge those gaps that you talk about, that maybe pet insurance doesn't cover part of the treatment plan, or they just don't have pet insurance, and they're faced with the agonizing decision of having to put their pet down because they can't afford the medical bills. This loan is a cost-effective way to be able to pay for veterinary visits, treatment for catastrophic illnesses, if your dog, God forbid, is hit by a car or something, and really with a reasonable interest rate starting at 8.25%. When I did the research on these loans that are available, most start at 36% and go to 150% interest rate.
Wow. And the other thing people do is they don't know what to do because something happens. They pull out the credit card. And now if you could pay for all of it right off, fine, you know, but they can't. And to my knowledge, and you know more about this than me, credit card interest is no fun to pay off.
No, it's not. And that's why we try to keep the interest rates very reasonable here for these loans. And you know, again, you're looking at 8.25% versus starting rate versus maybe 15-18% for a credit card. So it's a lot more affordable. And, you know, you only use what you need. You may get approved for a $5,000 loan, but it turns out you only need $2,000.
Mm-hmm. And if you, you know, can't pay off that credit card immediately, then I think the interest goes up even more, and you could ultimately ruin your credit,
sure,
you know, and save your pet's life, maybe. But in the meantime, you've got a big problem.
Right. And again, this is designed to bridge the gap in veterinary care for what may not be covered, or if you don't have pet insurance. Really, it's designed for those emergency room visits. But also, if you're on the fence about adopting a dog and or a cat and you want to pay for classes or you need adoption fees or shots and things like that, you can certainly use this loan for that as well.
It'll pay for anything.
It'll pay for anything. So, you know, that's peace of mind that you've got your expenses covered. Because people, you know, they'll say, you know, I want to get a pet. I don't know if I can afford it.
Well, you know, I don't want people to go to a pet store ever to get a pet because no responsible breeder ever sells to a pet store. And you think you're buying a Basset Hound and probably it's not really what you think it is. And a whole long list of reasons why I do not want people to go to a pet store. But among those reasons, the expense of that animal and their APR can be 40 to 60%, which is what?
It's outrageous.
Yeah.
Just outrageous. And so, again, you can use it for just about any pet-related expense. And, you know, it, again, if it helps, if financing or finances, personal finances are holding you back from getting a dog at paws or anti-cruelty, and you want to include some training and adoption fees, all that, this will cover it.
Well, which is a wonderful thing. How did you think about this wonderful thing? Because it's your program. How did this come to mind?
Yeah, you know, I'd heard these stories. Being in finance, you know, I'd heard these stories. And more importantly, we're a pet owner. You know, we'd heard these stories about people having to make these agonizing decisions about having to euthanize their cat or dog when they're in some type of accident because they just don't have the money to do it.
And that happens every day.
It happens every day. And so peace of mind is critical that when you get a pet, you know you love that pet. It's a part of your family, and you want to make sure they have the best coverage available. So if you have a loan like this, even if you're not taking all the money right up front, you know you're covered. And that's peace of mind. You sleep a little bit better at night. And you know a member of your family is taken care of financially.
How long has this program been around?
We just started it late October. We unveiled it. And we're on the road actively promoting the program through a lot of adoption agencies, different groups. You know, and just getting the word out through the pet community in Chicago that this is available and is a much more cost-effective solution than, as you said, putting it on a credit card or doing private financing where you could be paying, as I mentioned earlier, 36 to 150%.
Actually, I'm not very good at math, but I'm doing some math as I'm talking to you, and you'll like this. I'm overall a supporter of pet insurance, friends, so don't get me wrong, but there's a reality of pet insurance. The cost goes up as the animals get older. And I said animals on purpose because most people don't have a pet. Statistically, most people have more than one pet. So I'm thinking, okay, so if I pay this amount every year for pet insurance, and it's insurance, you know, you may not need it every year. Hopefully you don't, you know. But if you pay for 10 years X amount of dollars, and then the cost goes up as the pet gets older, I'm thinking you might actually be a better option financially.
Yeah, you're not paying premiums.
Do you understand what I mean here?
You're not paying premiums on insurance you're not using. If you get a loan, that is available when you need it. And so it can be a better cost-effective alternative to pet insurance or just to supplement pet insurance. As I mentioned, pet insurance generally does not cover 100% of all the expenses. You've got to have some gap coverage there, out-of-pocket expenses, just like you do with human insurance. And that's what this loan is designed for. Another important note just about Chicago Municipal Employees Credit Union, we've been the credit union for City of Chicago employees for about 93 years. An important change took place this time last year where we are now open to all residents of the City of Chicago and Cook County. So if you're a resident of Cook County, resident of the City of Chicago, have no affiliation with the city itself being a city employee, you can join for $25. You set up your savings account for $25 with the credit union. You're a member of the credit union. You can apply for loans. You can take advantage of our checking and savings. We have all the different products and services that banks have. We are just traditionally cheaper because we're owned by our members.
Well, and actually, that's kind of where I want to pick up the conversation, I think, because you can pre-approve. Is that the correct terminology?
Absolutely.
So I want to talk about how you can do that and also how quickly you can move, because sometimes You need the money, like, right now, because that dog's been hit by a car, and Chicago Veterinary Emergency and Specialty, or wherever you happen to go with your pet, they need to know right now. And we'll talk about that when we come back on WGN. I'm also going to talk about how to keep your pet safe as the temperatures continue to drop. Oh, no! All here on Steve Dale's Pet World on WGN. Steve Dale's Pet World on WGN. We're talking to Chris McAuliffe, who has a program for our pets, where if something happens to your animal and you need some dollars to pay for whatever has happened, there is a way to do that at a small interest rate. Chris is the head of business development for the Lend of Paw Loan Program, a part of the Chicago Municipal Employees Credit Union. And this is the part that really does interest me. So I get a pet today, and I don't know what's going to happen 5 years from now. And maybe my animal will get, I hope not, hit by a car. Or maybe my cat will just throw a clot, which can happen in cats with hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, in any case requiring emergency care that is not inexpensive. Can I be pre-approved so I don't have to wait around until you guys decide whether I have the proper credit?
Yeah, you can apply three ways. You can go over the phone through our customer service line, 312-236-2326.
Give me that number again.
312-236-2326.
Mm-hmm.
You can apply over the phone. You can apply over the internet at cmecuonline.org. Or you can do a stop in at one of our branches and do an old-fashioned paper application. But in answer to your question, yes, what we can do, we can approve someone over the phone if necessary, if it's an emergency. And our customer service folks are trained that they know if it's a lend-a-paw and it's an emergency, you know, they're going to work double time to get an answer back.
And these days it shouldn't take long, because I think I could walk into anywhere. And if you have the proper websites to go to, you can determine whether I have credit or not.
Right. We can pull a credit. It is what's called FICO score driven, the rate, and we can give you a yes or no pretty quickly. I mean, within minutes, if necessary. If you're standing in the vet's office and they say, you know, this treatment's going to cost $3,500, we're certainly going to work double time to get you an answer one way or another, and hopefully it's an approval on the loan. So, yeah, you can do three ways. Again, over the phone, over the internet, and a paper application at one of our branches.
But I can get pre-approved as well.
Absolutely. You can get pre-approved as well and say...
Does that pre-approval last for a year, 5 years, the rest of my life? How does that work?
Generally, it would be near term, probably 30, 60, 90 days out. What we would just do is refresh the credit report if...
But that's ready to faster?
That's faster,
okay.
Sure.
So, and how much is the cost? You won't believe this, friends, because I happen to know it. What's the cost for... This is a little better than pet insurance. Again, I'm not knocking pet insurance, but this is a little better. What's the cost for pre-approval?
Yeah, there's no cost for pre-approval.
What?
No cost.
$0. I like that cost. And you have to go ahead.
All you got to do is become a member of the credit union for $25.
Well, okay.
Set up your savings account.
$25. That's it.
It's not a fee. It's just you establish a savings account with us, so you're a member of the credit union, so you can use that not only for Lend-A-Paw loans, but all of our other products and services, and then go ahead and get the loan as well.
So
pre-approved for a loan.
I don't know a pet insurance company that says $25, but you didn't hear me say that, because I like pet insurance. But having said that, the trick, though, is you have to live where?
You have to live in Cook County itself, or we have different organizations that we're affiliated with that we act as a credit union for, including Metra. If you are a Metra rider and ride Metra into the loop, you can join the credit union. For example,
really?
Folks out in DuPage County, if they take Metra from Naperville into the city, you can automatically become a member. Blue Cross Blue Shield as well. They're employees. You can also be a friend or a family member, actually, of an existing credit union member. So if someone lives and is already currently a credit union member and you're a direct family member, you can automatically join as well.
Okay. You rattled off some websites. I think there's probably a phone number, because there always is. So let's go through those again.
Sure. Customer service is 312-236-2326.
That's three. I will do it again. 312-236-2326. 2326. Website?
CMECUonline.org.
CMECUonline.org.
And then you can also go to that website and check our branches.
Or just wait on the street until you happen to pass by.
There you go.
Okay. Chris McAuliffe, thank you so very much. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Cold weather, it's here. It's a reality. After all, it's winter in Chicago, and we do want to keep our pets safe. So one question people often ask me is, do I really need a coat or a sweater for that dog? Well, it depends. So a Malamute? Maybe not. A Husky? Maybe not. I mean, they were, after all, I understand, bred to be out in the cold. They prefer, in many cases, really, to be out in cold weather. Having said that, don't go crazy with them either. I mean, really, when the temperature drops below zero, there is, I argue, no breed that should be left outside for a very long period of time. Having said that, let me go back to what I was saying. So, toy dogs, those little dogs, they cannot in any way whatsoever control their body temperatures. They just can't. And then you might say, well, great-grandpa didn't have a coat on my Bichon, you know. Maybe not, but that dog was shivering outside. We don't need our dogs to shiver outside. Here's a cool thing to do. It's a way to put some protection on your dog, and you could still be very cool. Get a, and they have this for all sports teams, but get like a Chicago Blackhawks sweater. And put that on your dog. That's a cool thing. Definitely, if you have a sighthound, a greyhound, a saluki, a whippet, they absolutely, anytime the temperature is below like 45 degrees, they have, and I'm very jealous of this, their body fat percent is in single digits. So I wish that was the case for me, but the result is that they can really get very, very cold as well. Something that's not talked about, the retention ponds that we have, and we've had this kind of winter where it's cold, really cold, a day or two or three, and then it warms up. Well, you go into, and you hear about this in the news every year, where a dog falls through the ice because the ice is not really solid. So then a person comes and tries to rescue that dog. And the person falls through. You know, sometimes that dog just shouldn't be on the retention pond in the first place, or that person, that would prevent that from happening. And we have that happening almost every year in Lake Michigan, where the water is frozen right at the shore, but much beyond it may not be. And a larger dog in particular can fall through. So let's prevent that from happening. And people say, oh, my dog wouldn't run out in that direction. Well, if that were the case with every dog, it would never happen. Yet, sadly enough, it does happen all too often. All right, I have a couple of email questions here for you. Dear Steve, this is from Brenna in Rogers Park. What do I do about my dog who decided she likes to eat frozen dog poop? Well, here, year-round, your dog isn't interested until it becomes a poopsicle. And that is not actually an uncommon problem. Why do dogs develop a taste for that? I don't honestly know the answer to that necessarily, but they do. It becomes a delicacy almost overnight. You're not going to like my answer, Brenna, because the answer is not to let her out in the yard and give her opportunity. In fact, it's quite the reverse of that. Prevent opportunity. And if you need to have a leash at all times on your dog, that's the case. Walk around that dog park before you let your dog off leash and pick up any possibilities that your dog can scarf up. And that's easy enough to do in your yard, right? So before you let your dog out, just be sure to pick up. And every time your dog goes, so it doesn't become a poopsicle, pick up after your dog. Then the hope is, no guarantee, but the hope is anyway, that when the weather does warm up again, that your dog will then, by the time next winter happens, forget about the fact that this was a really fun thing to do and something I really liked the taste of. In Roselle, Steve at stevedale.tv, by the way. That's the email address you can, and I hope, email me at In Roselle. Steve, my cat is jumping on the counters. How do I stop that? From Hal. Well, Hal, that's what cats do. They need high places to go. So here's the secret sauce. Make it uncomfortable for the cat to go up on the counter. You don't want your cat up on the counter. I understand that. You could put double stick tape up there. And also, here's what you could do to discourage. Nothing is interesting up there. Instead, provide other places your cat can jump up on, whether they be a window ledge or top of a radiator, top of a bookcase or in a bookcase, you know, fourth shelf up, whatever it is, and provide food there. Put the bedding there of your cat. Put toys up there, whatever your cat likes. And that way, that becomes a more interesting place to jump up on rather than the counter. People do use all these aversives, you know, and they scream at their cat. You know, that might work when you're there. The problem is you're not always there, and then the cat jumps up on the counter when you're not looking or not paying attention. So the answer isn't only to make the counter an uncomfortable place, and you could just do that, as I said, double stick tape, and mostly just not providing anything really good or encouraging on the counter. I focus on, all right, train the cat to jump here instead. Email your questions once again to steve@stevedale.tv. Your pet behavior questions. I am a certified behavior consultant. I am more than happy to answer your questions. Next week on the show, we have the executive director, CEO of the American Veterinary Medical Association, Dr. Janet Donlan, on the show. If not, the week after that, depending on her schedule. Now, a new study came out, and I read the study and I said, did we really need a study for that? But I still want to communicate it to you because I think it's really important how cats that are allowed outdoors, even at this time of year, are more likely to get parasites, including the toxoplasma parasite, which is unfortunately something that can be transmitted to people. We can avoid that and make life safer, and we know that cats live longer if they're indoors only. The study was from Cornell, and it's certainly a verifiable study, and we're talking about not only the toxoplasma parasite, but other parasites as well that impact the health of the cat as well as potentially our health. Once again, the solution: keep your cat indoors only.